friends at Smile, this is Most Clicked, a podcast about digital marketing in the higher education sector. I'm your host, Nathan Monk, co-founder at Smile, and I'm joined by Matt Lees, who is also from Smile. And today we are joined by some additional guests, Tryon and Steve from Monmouth University. And we're here to talk about the Monmouth website, because it is built differently, but I guess we're kind of talking about content management systems as well. The thing that caught my eye is that Tryon and I are in a community WP campus, and I saw that the Monmouth University website has transitioned to something called FSE. Before we get into that, I feel we should do some proper introductions. Tryon, can I hand over to you to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Tryon Eggleston. I'm the Director of Digital Communications here at Monmouth University. Overall, I am in charge of the website, of pretty much almost every aspect of it, for our technical, a little bit of content. We do have content people that help us out, and we have art people that help us out with the design of it, but everything else I am responsible for.
Cool, thanks. And Steve, how about you?
Sure. My name is Steve Krabuski. I'm the full stack web developer for Monmouth University's Marketing Communications Department. I work under Tryon, and essentially I'm responsible for coding new features for the website.
Well, so I think that's a pretty good segue. You've got this new website, and it's built on something called FSE, Full Site Editing, which is WordPress's new flagship feature, I guess. But Steve, for the uninitiated, what on earth is FSE?
Sure. So if you've been working with WordPress for the last few years or so, you'll notice the transition for posts and page editing to the block editor. And what full site editing is going to do is essentially make editing templates a very similar process. It's going to be something you can do through a drag and drop interface, no programming required. It's pretty powerful stuff.
So we're talking about, are we talking about a lack of need for developers moving forward?
You're probably going to need developers if you want to do anything beyond what WordPress typically lets you do. So with the drag and drop interface, you can bring in your post title, your post date, your post content, any images you would want to feature in your template. But say, for instance, you wanted to display your posts in a way that was different from the traditional manner WordPress would let you, as like a list of articles, for instance. Say you wanted to make it a table. Well, you're going to need to find a way to edit the block that's responsible for displaying posts on the page. And that's going to involve some JavaScript and PHP from that end. However, if you have someone who knows how to make those blocks, and say you're an editor with no programming experience, you can kind of collaborate with them, and then you can do the placement of those elements through the drag and drop interface.
Okay, so it sounds like you've still got a job, which is a good thing,
yeah.
Right? but it sounds like what it's adding is a lot of additional flexibility for non-developers moving forwards. I mean, there will be people watching and listening to this that probably have content management systems that are, you know, like what I call the olden days now, where you have like the WordPress classic editor, where you have a title, you have a box for text, maybe you can upload an image into a very set template. But WordPress has been pushing kind of beyond that now into a more block-based editing experience, I guess. But now FSE is taking that beyond the page contents, and you can do this with the headers, footers as well?
Yes, you can edit the headers and footers in the template editor. When it comes to simple sites that, you know, maybe a portfolio page or a blogging platform, you could most likely do everything you want to do right now through that template editor. However, if you're, say, an organization like ours, which is responsible for presenting a lot of different kinds of information, you're going to probably need more than pages and posts, and you're probably going to need to present information in ways that fall outside of how WordPress typically lets you do that. So you will still need to do, you know, programming for the most part if you're a larger organization, but it does give editors the ability to edit templates pretty easily if you can figure out how to get the new blocks in your system.
And I think you've got to be the first university to have made this move to FSE, which it must be incredibly exciting, but also incredibly daunting as well. I mean, Matt, what say you on this?
Yeah, I mean, the site looks great. I'm interested to hear about how the change has allowed you to perhaps use the website in different ways as a marketing tool, how it's perhaps revolutionized the way in which content upload is done. Can you touch on that a little for us?
Sure. So one of the things I'm looking forward to doing with this is making it easier for us to enable new designs. Or just like new, shall we say, like landing pages for things. It'll make it a lot easier for us to just drag and drop a lot of things around, put them in place, and go with it instead of having to sit there and recode a whole new theme just for a one-off kind of thing. I mean, we've had campaigns in the past, which it's literally a single page, but we have to sit there, write out a whole theme specifically for that to launch that page. So hopefully with this, we'll be able to do those kind of things much quicker. Much faster. Cool. Because, you know, we have created all these blocks on top of what WordPress already provides, so it should be able to give us that option.
So was pace one of the driving factors behind the project as a whole?
Pace was one. It was also like we were coming up on a redesign of our entire site, so we wanted to make sure that while we did this, we moved into whatever was the newest thing for WordPress, so that we weren't launching a new website and then going back and rebuilding everything in a newer template style for full site editing, because I knew it was coming. They've been telegraphing this for quite a while. So it's, why should we stick with the classic themes when we know full site editing is the way they're trying to push everything?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And it does enable more flexibility is what it comes down to. I mean, we have cut our theme count down by at least half already, and we hopefully will be able to cut that down even farther, because one of the things that full site editing didn't enable yet was custom post type editing inside of full site editing. You could create the backend templates for it and it would respect those, but you couldn't manipulate it on the front end. And I think Steve just told me today he saw that in the newest version of Gutenberg, yes, it is there. So that will hopefully help us out even more.
Cool. So in terms of the project, if anybody else was looking to take on a similar project, what are the pitfalls? What are the things that people should be avoiding? What learnings can you take away from your project?
I would say documentation is a little sparse right now. There, it is around, but there could be a lot more documentation. I know Steve and I both were reading into how the blocks were coded specifically, so that we could figure out how to manipulate them and alter them in the ways that we need to. I know, Steve, you could probably give an example of what you said earlier about trying to get posts to display as tables instead of just like a list or in a grid formation.
Yes. So as Trine was saying, there is documentation, but the documentation will only get you so far. For instance, the block I was looking to edit there was known as the query loop block, which in PHP land, back when we were editing themes using a PHP file, you could display a set of posts using any combination of HTML elements that you'd want. But in this case, you're limited to lists. And if you want a table view, it's really tough to make a list of elements a table. So we needed to go into the back end and change a few things. We had to first look at the documentation, but they don't outright say, oh, this is how you can create a new display for the query loop. We had to dive into the code and see how that was done. We needed to also look at the WordPress code beyond those blocks in order to make sure that we were using the right filters and actions and all those hooks in order to get the solution we were looking for. A lot of trial and error, an infinite loop at one point, but we got over that. And yeah, we got our solution. It's nothing beyond the pale for someone like people like us who do this all the time, the web development, but it is a bit, it's a bit complicated sometimes.
For me, this feels like peak 2022. It's like hearing you talk about this, it's clearly quite cutting edge stuff. You know, you are at the forefront. There are things that aren't as easy as perhaps you would want them to be in doing this, but at the same time, it's not massively flashy either. It's not like people wouldn't look at your site and necessarily go, oh my gosh, that's so cutting edge. And that's not a, like, I don't mean that offensively. It's just that it's the underlying tech stack that's empowering you now to do such cool things and work more effectively. And that just feels like the way that 2022 is going right now. I think my final question would be, if you had your time again, would you do it? Was it worth the transition?
Yes. Yes, it was. I mean, I can see this going forward. Like I was saying earlier, this is going to make it easier for us to make templates for sites a lot easier. So yes, absolutely. I'm always trying to find ways that we can save time so that we can focus on more important details than just writing out yet another theme. So yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, I just want to say thank you ever so much to both yourself, Tryon, and Steve for joining us today. It's been so insightful and really interesting. It looks great. Well done. And I'm looking forward to seeing it moving forwards. To all of our subscribers out there, thank you so much. We love and appreciate you. If you've enjoyed today's content, please consider dropping us a like below. And until next time, see you soon.